You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Now, back to other matters for a moment, and Hillary and Donald are out campaigning hard right now. So we're going to get an update from Simon Marks, LBC's correspondent in Washington. So what's the latest, Simon?
Hello, Clive. 5 days to go, and the excitement is definitely mounting here, with both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, of course, participating in back-to-back campaign rallies as they try to get out the vote and persuade people to get exercised and energized about their presidential campaigns. I'm just looking at the latest projections via a website called 538.com, which is well worth everybody that's interested in US politics keeping an eye on. And Nate Silver, who runs 538.com, now says Hillary Clinton's chance of winning the presidency is down to 64.7%. Still not too shabby, of course. Donald Trump's chance of winning the presidency up to 35.3%. But Donald Trump is still definitely strengthening. And just looking at the numbers from Florida, just in the last couple of hours, Donald Trump, on this survey at least, now 52.2% likelihood of winning in Florida, which I think is something that will make the Trump people extremely happy, because there is no path to success for Donald Trump in this election that does not lead him through Florida. There was a national poll today, though, that gave the Democrats some reason to relax. The New York Times finding Hillary Clinton nationally 3 points ahead of Donald Trump, and finding that most voters were telling pollsters they have already made up their minds and they won't be changing their minds in the remaining 5 days, although, as we've already seen in this election campaign, anything is possible. Barack Obama was campaigning for Hillary Clinton in Miami, and you could hear that he was sounding a little bit more relaxed about the outcome of this election, as he poked some, I was going to say gentle, but perhaps less than gentle fun at Donald Trump.
Anybody that you can bait with a tweet is not someone you can trust with nuclear weapons. Anybody who is upset about a Saturday Night Live skit, you don't want in charge of nuclear weapons.
President Obama poking fun at Donald Trump, who had taken to Twitter a few weeks ago and demanded that NBC cancel Saturday Night Live, a very popular TV program on a Saturday night here in the United States, because he didn't like the way Alec Baldwin had portrayed him on that particular comedic TV program. Donald Trump's been wheeling out a big gun himself, though, in the form of his wife, Melania. She, a couple of hours ago, made the first public speech that she has made since her appearance at the Republican convention in Cleveland. That appearance, of course, didn't go so well, because it became apparent that her speech had plagiarized a speech that had previously been made by Michelle Obama. This time around, no such allegations dogging Melania Trump, as she said that if she's first lady, she's going to prioritize the interests of women and youngsters in the United States. And she urged the people of Pennsylvania, another swing state, to find in Donald Trump the man of character that she found when she met him.
Love for this country is something we immediately shared with when I met Donald. He loves this country and he knows how to get things done, not just talk. He certainly knows how to shake things up, doesn't he? He knows how to make real change. Make America Great Again is not just some slogan. It is what has been in his heart since the day I met him.
Melania Trump, she was very popularly received there in Pennsylvania by that crowd, but whether she can bring many votes across to Donald Trump at this very late stage of the campaign, I think is an open question. They had hoped, Clive, that she was going to be a secret weapon for Donald Trump throughout the last few months, but after that snafu at the Republican convention in Cleveland, we haven't seen very much of her. Interesting that they have brought her out at this very late stage of the game.
Do you think there is any chance of any more surprises, something that will pop up and change it all again, another game changer?
Yes, I do, because I've now been covering this race for 15 months and absolutely nothing has gone the way that I expected. But I was just actually an hour ago recording an interview for my weekly podcast, The Race for the White House, which you can find on the LBC website. We'll be putting a fresh one out tomorrow with a politics professor up at Columbia University in New York. And my first question to him was, do you think Democrats can finally relax? I mean, is it now officially all over once again? The polling seems to be moving in Hillary Clinton's favour, and wise man that he is, he said, it's only Thursday. The surprises in this campaign always come on a Friday.
Interesting. Simon, thank you very much indeed. Maybe something will come up tomorrow that will change it all again. Simon Marks joining us there from Washington.